Following show is filled with dangerous activities that should not be attempted by anyone watching at home. I'm not kidding around. This is some rough stuff. Repeat after me. Don't get gone. Come on, everybody. Don't get gone. Okay? No gone good, gone bad. That's it. Okay. Now I want it raw and I want it real out there. I gotta get ready. I'll see you later. Let's do it. Thank you. Welcome to The Gong Show, where shame and dignity fight to the death in a battle royale against who cares and what else is on. Let's get one thing straight before we start. I don't give a if you can't sing or dance, all right? We're looking for originality and balls, and if you can juggle, that helps. And if you can juggle your balls, you win. It's that simple. Thank you. Now, it's not about the money here. It's about the glory. And if you want it, you got to get past these people, our celebrity judges. What a motley crew, would you say? Huh? Yeah. First up, we got Steve Sciarippa from the hit show The Sopranos and much, much more. Next, we have the world's oldest young man. What's up with the beard? You might know him from the Sarah Silverman program, Brian Posehn. Oh, I call him a Renaissance man, an After Dark woman, Andy Dick! Judges, you'll be scoring our acts on a score from 1 to 500. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Guys, I'm going to bring out this first act. These girls are a little shy, but I think if we give them a big Gong Show welcome, they'll take it up a notch. Please welcome the Va-Va Sisters. I think we're all thinking the same thing. I have to ask you one question. Are you guys legal?
We think so.
Yes! Nice. Now, are you guys really sisters?
Yeah, we are.
You are?
We're half sisters, same dad, different moms.
Oh, Mormons. All right. Well, you didn't get gone. You know what that means. I think we're going to have to ask our judges for some scores here. Starting out, of course, Steve Sciarippa, what did you think of the Va-Va Sisters?
You got to love an act that gives you blue balls, you know?
Yeah.
You know what your act needs?
What?
Me.
Oh.
A big, fat Italian guy is what you need. I give you a 210.
Nice.
210.
Nice. Brian, now, I saw you eyeing them like they were a stack of Star Wars memorabilia.
Yeah, I didn't know what
was going
to happen. My brain gave it a 1 because I couldn't get my head around it, but my wiener gave it 499.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
So,
oh, my Lord.
He's a really good judge of talent, my wiener. He knows talent, believe me.
Wow. Andrew?
Finally, somebody that understands art.
Wow.
Just a 329
plus.
Yes. All right, let's tally the score there. 10-38. There you go. Give him a hand. And now I get to say my favorite thing. Get dressed and get out. All right. I love this next performer. You guys like rap, right? You like rap? Everybody likes
it.
I
know.
And you like nudity. I know that. Yeah. Well, this next guy has both. So please welcome the one and only Esteban Ramirez. Do it. Do it, Esteban. I can't believe they gonged you. Who gonged you? Steve?
Not me.
Yes.
I like
what happened?
I've got big tits, but not like that.
Yeah, but...
And I'm a little jealous, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Brother, may I?
That's wow. Something...
Yeah.
They're real. That's the first real rack I felt in this town.
Now, may I ask, do you have children?
No.
If you ever do, don't ever let them see you do this. They'll be traumatized for...
We'll see you in the green room. Please, we got something for him. Esteban, everyone. Give him a hand. Amy Major Wood. So I'm gonna go backstage and take care of it. See you in three. I don't talk this way. Welcome back. I gotta keep the show moving before the acts realize I'm not David Hasselhoff. Nothing? All right. This next act lives where I keep my money, Las Vegas. He's an amazing, amazing performer. Please welcome Tino Ferraro. What do you mean? That was great.
No, it was a little wobbly. That's what I meant.
Well, I saw a little action on Ganging, but it didn't happen. I think you guys were that good. So let's see what our judges think.
Tino, what does the young lady do when she's not working with you?
Whatever she
At
wants.
$600? Will that pay for it?
It went from Gong Show to episode of Cheaters pretty quickly. Go ahead. Steve, just get...
He's a Vegas guy. I give him $252.
$252. Now, Brian, I saw you were about to gong them, but you didn't. Was it a...
It was tough. Well, yeah. I'm a stoner, so I don't have much patience. So I wanted to gong him, but I also wanted to see Kip Winger fall. But he didn't fall. There you go.
$350. Wow. Now, Andy, you of all people should appreciate...
I have to split it in half because... You, the guy, gets 175. Because you know what? You can balance great.
But the rest?
I'm always trying to balance a lot of things, buddy. But I do give the girl 1,200.
1,200 for the girl. Wow. That would give us a total of 777. That's not bad.
Good.
All right, brother. Thank you. This next guy has taken two annoying things and turned them into something, well, you just gotta see it. Please welcome Colin Campbell.
Hey,
Get out. Get out of here.
What happened?
Get out of here.
Oh, Andy.
I'll gong him.
I just stepped away for 2 seconds. The whole show fell apart. I can't believe it. Who gonged you?
That man.
That guy over there? What more did you want him to do? He's unicycling. He's bag. What do you want him to monkey or something?
I got some bags for him.
You do?
Well, on.
It's like eHarmony all of a sudden. Okay. Well, I'm sorry they gonged you, brother. Any last thoughts here, Brian?
I'm sorry.
I think Andy's just upset because Andy likes to sit on a bike and blow things.
Whoa.
Wow.
We have a topper. Thanks, man. Thanks. All right. Yeah. All right, it's commercial time. Someone's got to pay for this extravagant set. We'll see you in a few. Welcome back to the Gong Show. Now, if you're at home keeping score, then you must be high, because who cares? We're having fun, right? All right, this next act is, well, he defies the laws of nature. All of them except for the cousin one. You're going to love him, J. Chris and the New Bird.
Man, do I hate getting older. It's the worst. Yesterday, I found my very first gray pubic hair. It was in my omelet of Hey, here's a question. Do you think it's pretty safe to say that Rosa Parks was undefeated at musical chairs? That's cool. I was dating this girl and she broke it off with me. Because I did exactly what she said. She's like, I want you to treat me like a princess. And I'm like, all right, no problem. I get you. So I called a bunch of my friends up. They came over to my house, got in the back of my car. We got some cameras and we chased her around until she crashed into a tunnel.
It's my show. He made it through.
He did.
I can't wait till the last second to pull out and shoot a.
Hey, what's up?
I assume you're Jay.
I am.
Jay, and you're the Newbergs.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know what I liked about this act? Because it was kind of like watching a young Manson, like not Marilyn, but Charlie, like just one, just one hippie chick. Okay, anyway. Steve, what did you think
of. You know, I would have gone this sooner, but I thought she was going to take her clothes off.
Wow.
Him a 5 and her a 145.
All right, well, that's not bad. Now, Brian, what did you think? Now, you're, of course, an artist.
Well, the whole time, as an artist, I was wondering how this act was constructed. Like, did you decide to distract from your unfunniness by having a girl dance?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Or did you want to just ruin her dancing? Wow.
Excuse me for a second. I have to defend
you. Don't answer. I gave the points to the lady, 50 points.
50 points? Oh.
I'll take 50. That's fine.
That said, he can still open for me.
Okay. All right. Maybe you can explain that to your improv group over at Who Cares? So, you're doing fine. Andy?
I don't even care how hot you are, baby.
Wow.
It helps.
Yes. James Lipton called. He would like his timing back. Go ahead.
You guys get 500.
500! All right, that gives you a total score of 700. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
What a rough crowd, man. That's a good job.
Very nice. Very nice. There's a lot of tension in the room, and I know just the act that'll help us relieve some of it. Please welcome Mona Lott.
You're busting my balls, stripper.
I haven't seen a beatdown like that since the Rodney King trial. So, yeah, oh, now you're politically aware? Okay. Mona, I can't believe they gonged you. That was like it was fun. It was throwing stuff, and I got out a lot of issues with my father. It was good.
Apparently, the judges last night didn't pay off.
Whoa. Saucy. Who gonged Mona?
I did.
You did, Steve.
So
you're like the Axeman on the show. Why did you gong Mona?
So this is what happened to Pat Benatar, huh? I haven't seen her in 20 years. She put on a couple pounds.
She's better than ever, baby. She's waiting for you, huh?
If you ever want to know what I look like in that outfit, that's it.
In case you're just tuning in, this is The View. Now, we got to go to a commercial. You're amazing. Give it up for Mona, everyone. Gone, but not forgotten. Okay, time for a commercial. We'll be right back, so stick around. We're back. My next deck, what can I say? While most kids are wasting their time recycling and voting, this next guy's doing important work. Please welcome the one and only Augie Fox. Stupendous, amazing. And that little, like, woo at the end.
Yeah, I jumped with one foot because I'm white and I can only do it with one.
Got it. The question everybody wants to know is, do you have a girlfriend?
Not at the moment, but
really?
I am on national television, so give me a call if you want.
All right. This isn't my space. Okay, Brian, what did you think of Augie?
Being a giant dork, he's one of my people. I had to give him a good score because he reminds me of my dungeon master, so. 500, man.
Wow. 500. Steve?
Augie, how old are you?
20. I look 16 because I play with yo-yos, but I'm definitely 20.
Right.
I'm sure you play with yo-yos. And I'm going to give you a 400, Augie.
400. Andy,
this is tough.
What did you think of Augie?
Just, you are so talented.
Anytime
you
he's
really
getting
are.
Older, he's going from adorable to pathetic as we speak here. So come on. 450. Whoa! Super five. And that gives you a total score of 1350. Augie! Very well done. Please. Yes. A champion. Our next act is a Jersey boy. Yes. He's the human firecracker, and he's here for you now. Please welcome Dave Juskow.
Good evening, everybody. I have never done this trick before, but I know you're going to like it. And if I could just hold on.
Time to pick our winner. Sorry, man. It's been a long, long competition, but there can be only one Gong Show champion. I don't know who it's going to be. Envelope, please. Bring it! Yes. Tonight's Gong Show champion is Grey's Anatomy. Wait, this is the wrong competition. Tonight's Gong Show champion is Augie Fosh, everybody. He was just out here. Here he comes. Augie. See? There you go. Built him. Well done. Okay. Augie, you're amazing. I can't believe you did it.
Me either.
You can't, look at you. Aw, shucks. And as our big winner, we've got a little something else for you. You get to enjoy a meal with none other than Jared from Subway. Yes. Oh, here he is. Look at that. If that doesn't give you anything to celebrate, I don't know what does. Hooray. Yes. Oh, my God. Thanks to our judges. Thanks to you at home. Thanks for watching the
show.